welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 18th of November 2008, and the title of this podcast is The Mouse Hole on the Stairs. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. The Mouse Hole on the Stairs. Beginners. Our house has one flight of stairs that goes up to the bedrooms. There is a small landing halfway up. This area is in the middle of being decorated. I have taken down some wallpaper, and soon the walls will be painted. As I was looking at the torn wallpaper, I found a hole in the wall. And do you know what was next to the hole? Two pieces of cheese. I didn't put them there. So who did? I think I have the answer. My children have great imaginations, and they love animals. We read them stories about animals and animal adventures all the time. They also have videos that show animals who are almost human. My suspicion is that someone is hoping that a mouse family is living in our walls. I'm not sure if I would like that, but what stories we could tell. Advanced. Recently, I have found cheese missing from the fridge. It is not that unusual, of course, having four children who are growing fast and able to help themselves to food in the kitchen. But what is unusual is where I have found the missing cheese. On the landing, halfway up the stairs, next to a hole that sits right above the carpet, is where the cheese has been moved to. Why there? It is imagination that has driven the kids, which one in particular I'm not sure, to coax out Beatrix Potter mice from the walls. Wouldn't it be fascinating to see a family of mice run out and grab the cheese, leave a thank you note, and pop back into their safe hole? These mice are intelligent, of course. They can not only write, but they also know how to sew, play instruments, and have parties. Didn't you know that? At least that is what the stories we read to our children say. Perhaps it would not only be a cute experience for my children, but a useful one for me. If these creatures are so intelligent, we could make friends, and then they could help me with the laundry or do some ironing. Wait a minute. Let me get some more cheese. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。